It was an exciting start to the Big Five in boys basketball this week, with an entertaining showdown at McKinleyville High School and a thrilling finish in Crescent City. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the opening week in the Big Five in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school basketball news from around the North Coast, as well as news of why it's been a great start to conference play for the Cal Poly Humboldt women's basketball team, all the latest from College of the Redwoods, and why the HDNL is once again calling for better sportsmanship in the stands at league events. But first up, it was a fun start to the Big Five in boys basketball on Tuesday night. In what is expected to be a wide open race for the conference championship, two of the front runners met at McKinleyville High School as the Panthers hosted Eureka in a competitive game with little to separate the two schools for much of the night. The Panthers, however, would pull away late and held on for a 73-67 victory. The game in Del Norte, meanwhile, featured a thrilling finish. The host Warriors led for much of the night, but the Tigers took their first lead of the game in the final minute and appeared to be headed for victory. Junior Justin Cushman and the Warriors, however, had other ideas and pulled out a 62-61 victory on a buzzer-beating three-pointer as time expired, before the home fans stormed the court to celebrate with the players and coaches. The Big Five girls teams opened conference play on Wednesday night, and it was a good start for Arcata and Eureka. The defending champion Tigers travelled to Crescent City and came away with a 65-50 win to begin the defence of their championship. Senior Mae Wolfert, who is the reigning co-MVP of the Big Five with her twin sister Tay, had a big night in the win and finished with 20 points, 9 rebounds and 8 steals. At J. Willard Gymnasium in Eureka, the host Loggers started fast in their game against the Panthers and would take a comfortable 46-33 win as they look to retake the championship they last won 2 years ago. The Eureka girls, who held the visitors to just 8 first-half points and led by 21 at halftime, were led by senior Nashaya Williams, who was playing at an MVP level this winter and scored 12 points to continue her impressive season. The Big Five girls will be back in action on Friday night as the Tigers try to go to 2-0 in conference when they host a Fortuna team that has impressed over the first half of the season. The Huskies made it 7 straight wins with a 45-30 non-conference victory over neighbour Ferndale on Tuesday night. Freshman Kalea Parkinson led the Fortuna girls in scoring with 9 points, but it was the team defence that really paved the way to victory by holding the Wildcats to their lowest points tally of the season. With the win, the Huskies improved to 13-3 as they get set to tip off their conference schedule this weekend. The 11-6 Wildcats will be back in action on Friday night when they open the Little Four with a challenging trip to play defending conference champs St. Bernard's. The Crusaders have been one of the most impressive teams in the HDNL over the first half of the season and are 10-4 as they get set to begin conference play. Also in the Little Four on Friday night, the South Fork girls will travel to play Hoopa. In local college basketball, meanwhile, both College of the Redwoods teams enjoyed a winning start to the Golden Valley Conference on Wednesday night. The Corsairs travelled to Reading to play Shasta College in a doubleheader, with the CR women getting the night started with a 57-51 win. The always impressive Nora Talty led CR with a double-double, finishing with 16 points, 11 rebounds and 5 assists. With the win, the Redwoods women improved to 1-0 in conference and 9-8 overall. The CR men followed with an 82-70 win over the Knights, improving to 1-0 in the GVC and 12-7 overall. Former South Fork Cub Tommy Rotbergs led the way at both ends of the floor as Redwoods overcame a 4-point halftime deficit with a big second half. The freshman guard, whom head coach Justin Kloss said had his best game of the season, finished with 10 points and played some very strong defense. Both CR teams will continue conference play this weekend when they host Butte College in a doubleheader on Saturday afternoon, with the women getting the action started at 1 p.m. and the men following at 3. The Cal Poly Humboldt basketball teams were also in action this week as each continued its impressive run in the California Collegiate Athletic Association. The Humboldt women won a pair of games at Lumberjack Arena against Cal State Dominguez Hills and Cal State Los Angeles, including a 74-73 win over the latter on Sunday to go to 6-0 in conference play and 8-4 overall. The start to conference is the team's best since 2014, as the Jacks remained deadlocked atop the standings with Cal Poly Pomona and Chico State. The Humboldt men also swept two games against Dominguez Hills and Los Angeles, overcoming an 11-point deficit against the latter to secure a 75-72 victory. The victory was the third straight for the Jacks, who improved to 6-6 overall and 4-2 in conference, moving into a tie for second in the standings. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams will be back in action at Cal State East Bay on Saturday. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, HDNL Commissioner Jack Lakin has written an open letter to the North Coast sports community asking once again for better sportsmanship by the league fans. The fall sports season resulted in multiple fans being banned from league events due to inappropriate behaviour, most notably with the officials, including one fan who has been banned from attending any high school events in California for life after physically threatening a league official. The league has introduced a new bylaw banning any ejected spectator who refuses to leave the site of a sporting event for 1 year. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.